All right, here we go. Good morning.
Here we go.
Away, away.
Away, away.
Tefe nue temalie.
Something, something.
Te manulele te takie.
Well, the whole podcast is going to be like this. Just singing.
Singing today. Singing in Takanoan? No.
Just singing.
I need McKenna here to tell me what Polynesian language that is.
Right.
So, warmed up our voices now. Mm-hmm. We're all energized. Andrew wanted to make sure this podcast was fun and not boring.
Yeah. You don't like boring things.
No, we don't. So, that's why I was like, ooh, let's talk about sunsets and black holes. That's very exciting.
And I told her I need to do some kind of background research because although I have, a huge amount of scientific knowledge, especially when it comes to astronomy, by the way,
because
one of the things I was going to be was an astronomer, but got seduced by computers.
Yes. He started out as a... What is the major number? I was trying to think. Okay, so at MIT, the majors or the courses are by numbers.
Mm-hmm.
That would make sense. Kiki would like that pun.
I think they're getting rid of that, though.
Really?
I think so.
I mean, people would be like, oh, what course are you?
I think they're getting rid of that.
And, all right, maybe they are.
Anyway.
But then people who are on the inside, I'm doing air quotes, inside, you know, the campus, they know what, when you say, oh, what course number are you?
Sure.
They know what you're talking about. But then people who are on the outside don't know.
Right. So point being is that I felt uncomfortable talking about black holes and sunsets without me at least revealing knowledge and not having to depend on stuff that I had read, you know, mm-hmm. like 10 years ago or something.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, we're just going to wing it. And this is not
it's
totally...
It's not a winging it thing. Our thing is we're podcasting. The podcast is called When She and Andrew Talk.
Mm-hmm.
Until we come up with another name that you prefer, but it's us talking, like we're talking.
And what we say may or may not be accurate. Please, you know, buyer beware, check your own facts.
Yeah.
Okay,
and people know that we're just talking. We're not like super experts.
And we're not offering investment advice. Past performance is not a guarantee of future performance.
Yes, Andrew's also very worried about people making bad investments from our information. But my sister will be a voucher. Oh. What, is that a voucher? No, not a voucher. Will vouch. Obviously, Andrew's the grammatically correct person, and I'm the emotionally correct person. Is that funny to you?
Emotionally correct?
Yeah.
I never heard of that. I heard it politically correct.
Yeah. Oh, actually, this is totally off topic, but Kiki came up with a really funny term in the car yesterday. She said, what? She was talking to her friend at school, and she said, what? You guys pun battled? Like rap battle? Is that what you
know? Kiki has been into puns a lot, I would say the last month. I'm not sure what triggered in her brain, but now she's all about puns. In fact, this morning I saw a post-it note and it was, there was a drawing with like a square and a bunch of little cars like stuck in something.
Mm-hmm.
And then on the bottom it said car pit.
I don't get it.
It's a pit of cars.
And
like a tar pit, car pit, but then it's a carpet
on
the, like a rug.
Okay.
Huh. Anyway.
That's funny.
Okay, pun battle.
Carpet. Ha ha, carpet.
Yeah. So, pun battle. That's amazing.
Yeah.
We should
host a pun battle?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. Well, if she ever wanted to become
I need to do some preparation, though.
A little preparation.
Yeah. I'm not good with like off the cuff type of things.
You like to research. You like to Google it.
I like to do a little bit of preparation, but then try to forget it and then have it come back
and
more.
I like to just
spontaneously.
Yeah.
Anyway.
So. Cool example with the TV.
Yes. So I like to prepare, and when she doesn't allow me to prepare in this case.
No, I don't allow you. for some things, it's like the amount of time it takes to prepare to stage everything, then we could have already been doing it.
Right. But
it goes for a lot of stuff.
In some cases, it's good to just get started and not let the perfect be the enemy of the good.
Yes.
But that's a good term. On the other... Oh, I didn't make up that term.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. If you hear anything clever from me, I've thought about it or heard about it from someone who I thought was really smart.
All right. So you like, not like Kiki.
No. She comes up with things very fat, yeah, on the fly. Yeah. Amazing. I wish I could do more of that.
Yes. Well, that's...
I need to prepare.
Okay. Well, give your chance. This is your opportunity to be free, because I don't want the podcast, we're doing this together because one, it's fun.
It is.
Two, we like to do stuff
together.
It's one
of my favorite parts of the day.
It is? Okay. Yes. But then this morning, it felt almost like, you know, we were going to cancel it because Andrew has some, you know, like work research he has to do for, yes, other stuff. And that's top secret right now. But then he was like, oh,
you're,
I don't,
terrible,
know if I what? Because I said it's, you, top, can't, secret.
Here's this thing, and then it's top secret, and then that's it, and just leave it.
I'm okay. Everybody who knows me knows that I can't keep a secret, so, mm-hmm, they're like, don't talk about this. All, and right, then I talk,
it's not
about
a secret, it's just not something that,
okay, talk so about, then we're not gonna talk,
okay,
about it.
Moving,
but
on,
just saying,
moving on,
that there was this pressure,
yes,
of like, oh, we need to do research. We need to... What was the topic?
Well, that's because you're talking about black holes.
Yeah.
If you want to talk about...
But I was, you know, like, we could just start talking. Like, I had other topics I wanted to talk about, but then you're,
yes,
like, those are
boring. I have a secret... Well, not a secret. An implicit list.
Yeah.
Criteria of things that I'm...
You have to check,
okay,
off the list of it being family friendly.
Yes.
It has to be not boring.
Not boring.
You have to have some knowledge of it.
Yes.
Or you have to have time to prepare.
Yes.
And then I'm just like, well, I heard this on the radio, or I just did this, mm-hmm, and let's talk about it because it's interesting.
Okay.
So
what are
we
talking about?
We can
now
do a balance. I mean, I'm just saying, if you like are like, oh, I, you know, there's like some topic that you want to talk about, and next week we, mm-hmm, can do it, but you can pick a day, you can, like, you know, set up for it. But then since today there's nothing on the agenda, I was just like, you know what, let's talk about sunsets. I actually said sunsets and then black holes came after, because you were like, just sunsets, what else is there? Because, you know, just sunsets is boring. And I was like, sunsets,
okay,
are not boring.
I didn't say sunsets are boring. I said
just talking about,
just
them,
just talking,
Cookie,
like for 20 minutes. So yeah, let's try it.
Yeah.
I actually have,
like,
since
it's been like 5 minutes.
Since you mentioned it, I have been thinking about it.
The sunsets, what to talk about?
Regarding sunsets.
Okay. Well, I will just say we were trying to have seeing, like, you know, taking a moment to see the sunset every day when we were in Hawaii.
Yes.
And then we said, how do we bring this back with us?
To LA.
Yes. And
which,
like,
also affords a number of opportunities for fantastic sunsets.
Yes.
Yes.
Because we do live on the west side, and we always have beautiful sunsets overlooking the lovely Mark Twain Middle School.
Mm-hmm.
By
the way, Dr. Ford, what? Fantastic job on the paint.
Shout out to
along
Dr. Ford.
The gym.
Dr.
I really
Ford
like
is
the
a principal.
Quotes.
Yeah.
Yeah, principal Dr. Ford.
Yes. Well, part of that was Dr. Ford and Stacy, the PTA president.
And Stacy,
who was
PTA
supposed
president
to be a guest this week, but things got, you know, jumbled in her, mm-hmm, schedule. So next week, she's a guest next week, she said. It'll be a surprise.
Oh, she has an open invitation.
Yes.
But that's another top secret thing.
Yeah. No, it's not top secret.
No, it's not? Oh, okay.
She's been invited. Remember
all
that,
right,
time she walked by with the dog?
Yeah.
And then
no,
she
but
wasn't
top
ready
secret to listeners who are like, who's going to be a guest on the thing?
Oh, who's, yeah, going to be the next guest? Well,
yeah,
so far we've had one guest. So.
Yeah.
And
that
was
great.
The day you were away. And
yeah,
I had Leland as a guest. I would eventually like, you know, more people to come as guests, but I understand people's schedules and things.
Mm-hmm.
So eventually we will have more guests.
Yeah.
Anyways, going back to sunsets, the topic at hand to keep on track. Usually you like to keep me on track.
<You're>...
We're like reversing roles today.
I'm trying to not keep too tight of a leash.
Today? But you just said... said you had thought about Sunset.
I have thought about Sunset, so I'm waiting for you to get back onto it.
I just said let's go back on topic.
Great. And so I want to hear what you have to say about Sunset.
Funny pills or something. No. I said we were trying to take advantage, not take advantage, but like savor the beauty of the sunset, and like every sunset we saw was different. Whether the clouds was different, the ocean was different, or the sky was a little different. Just every sunset was beautiful and, you know.
Unique.
Unique, dramatic, and just different. So it was nice. The moon was out, remember? We were trying to like get a picture of the moon with the sunsetting sky. It was kind of cool.
Right.
And then once, you know, there was a cloud that looked like an arm reaching out. Remember that one?
Yeah.
So we're like, okay, let's try to do that. And then today I said, okay, here's an opportunity, because usually on Wednesdays we drive our son and his friend to crew practice, and it's in the marina where you could see the sunset, and we'll just usually drop off, come back home, and like, you know, try to like prepare dinner, do all our regular schedule stuff, and then we miss the sunset. So I said, today, why don't we take a moment and go for a walk in the marina after we drop off the boys and see the sunset? And then you were like, let me look at the schedule. And then you said yes. Yeah. So we're gonna report back tomorrow about how great the sunset
How the sunset went.
Yeah, in the marina. I did do a mini trial of that.
A trial run.
Yeah, okay. Trial. You like trial runs.
They're important.
They're useful. Yeah. I'm gonna give you feedback. My trial run, good. You know, with Leland was quite good.
And you also did a trial run of Happy Hour.
Yes. Yeah. That was the top secret item.
Oh,
this is family friendly.
Oh, yeah.
We're keeping the show family
friendly. Well, Happy Hour. So what did you have? You had like some chocolate milk and...
Chocolate milk that people drink? No. I had a nice spritzer.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Okay. So what do you want to talk about for sunset?
Oh, so I wanted to talk about why are people so enamored by sunsets. And my theory is that people, humans, they love that moment of transformation. And they love standing at boundaries. You know,
like
where, like the beach, that's where the water meets the land. Right? People love standing literally right in the middle of that.
Yes.
Sunsets.
But I just love the beach.
Day turning into night. And similarly for sunrise, if I could wake up that early. right?
Yes. That was our New Year's resolution.
People love stories about hearing about other people going through a transformation.
Yes.
That kind of journey.
And all those movies used to be like riding off in the sunset.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyway, so that's what I was thinking. It's like people like boundaries and transformations. So there you go.
Okay, good explanation.
It's very simple, as are most truths.
Most truths.
Most truths.
Truths.
Okay. Yeah, plural truth.
I see. Okay, well, the truth is I like sunsets and I like beaches. That's... Why is it funny that I like sunsets and I like beaches and I like happy hour?
Great.
So
also a transition from non-happy to...
What? Okay, I don't know what you're like.
You're very giggly this morning.
I guess I am.
Okay.
Actually, McKenna was very giggly last night. Everybody has... Okay, but this is the off-tangent story, but my sister and I used to... be very giggly, and we would have these like giggle fits, and I think kids have them a lot too. And then my mom used to get really annoyed because we wouldn't go to bed, and then I was just thinking that last night from our own kids who were giggling and laughing, and I was like, oh my gosh,
right.
I've become, you know, old trying to being annoyed that the girls are
but you don't shut it down.
No, I
don't. You let them continue.
Yes, I let them giggle and laugh till they're done laughing. I just let it be. Because I already know from past experience that when you have the giggles, that the more somebody tells you to not laugh, the more you're like laughing over that yesterday. Yesterday, that was a funny thing that happened yesterday. Okay, so What about black holes? We skipped that other part
that's
of the agenda.
That's totally different, yeah. We could, you know, that's a whole subject matter that you could just get sucked into and, like, talk about forever. So.
Well, why don't we just give a tidbit of black hole? Yeah, nice pun. Kiki might like it. So we don't get too sucked into it, why don't we just have a little tidbit of it, you know, that there was a picture of a black hole taken.
Yeah.
That was big news.
That was big news. Honestly, I haven't read the article yet. I'm waiting for McKenna to summarize it for me.
Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah. She's doing a report on it.
Mm-hmm.
A science report. So she's got to finish that. And then we'll read her stuff. She's actually a very good writer. And
she is.
Good at summarizing. Opposite of her use of wordage. It's not from me. It's from you, I think, somewhere.
I'm not sure.
Yeah, she's got a good vocabulary on her backpack of stuff.
Okay.
Yeah. All right, so just a little bit of black holes then.
This is, like, totally unrelated to what we're talking about, other than the fact that they're both, like,
astronomical opposites.
Type of phenomenon.
Yeah, but they're opposites. When a sun...
Your idea of the opposite of a sunset is a black hole.
Yeah.
I'm not sunrise.
No. All right, fine.
Why?
Because a black hole is when a star dies, right? And then, like, the sun, like, if the sun, like, got sucked into itself, that's a black hole. Okay, definitely not the scientists here. I missed the lesson on black holes when that was taught at school. Okay, now we have the giggles. Alright, fine. Let's save black holes. Let's save the black hole talk after another day.
Okay.
Alright. Summarizing for today? For our silly podcast. Thank you, just can't stop laughing at. So you took giggle pills and gave them to me. Okay. Summarizing lesson today. Alright, the kids might actually find this funny. Whew, my tummy hurts. Okay, alright. I'm going to sign off before Andrew kills
over. I'm sweating.
Because he's sweating from laughing. Have a good day, everyone. Don't get sucked into the black hole.